Listen to Mark and Neanderthal when you get
Pretty
to work.
Sure they're illegal.
With the free KSLX app. 100.7 KSLX.
100.7 KSLX with Mark and Neanderthal. A quick good morning to not only Victoria, a friend of ours who hadn't checked in for a long time, but also good morning to Mark. A salute, a tip of the cap.
Yeah, Mark the cop. He's a regular listener of the radio program. So let's get somebody enrolled in Mark and Neanderthal's middle school. KSLX, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Who's this?
This is Logan.
Logan, you would like to enroll in Mark and Neanderthal's middle school?
I would.
All right, here we go. We're going to ask you three questions. Get two right, and you win.
We've been doing a lot of current events lately, Logan, but now we're just going to ask some general knowledge questions. Your subject today is the Great Lakes. Logan, in 5 seconds, name two Great Lakes.
Superior and Ontario.
Superior, nice it said, never gives up or dead when the skies of November turn gloomy.
It's the big one they call Gitchigumi.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, you did well there, yes. Okay, Superior and Ontario are two of the Great Lakes. Which is the largest Great Lake? Is it Michigan, Huron, or Superior?
Superior,
it said, never gives up or dead when the skies of November turn gloomy.
That's the big one they call Gitchigumi. In fact, it is the biggest one. Nice job. And, Logan, what lake did the Edmund Fitzgerald sink in? Was it Superior, Michigan, or Erie?
Superior, it said, never gives up or dead when the skies of November turn gloomy.
Yeah, the big one they call Gitchigumi. Nice job, Logan. You are a winner.
All right.
Was it worth it?
It was.
Hang on the line. We'll take all your information.
Thanks.
You're welcome, man.
Nice job. I would describe his performance as superior.
Superior, it said, never gives up or dead when the skies of November turn gloomy.
Yeah, that was the big one they call Gitchigumi.
Jesus.
Time now for some Mark and Neanderthal fake facts.
Yeah, we take the fake news, the alternative facts, mix them together, and we get a delicious concoction of Mark and Neanderthal's fake facts.
Concoction is a big word for this early in the morning. Nice job.
That's
well
a great
done
word, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, that's an outstanding word. Well done. These are all untruths that we're about to tell you, but we're going to say it with conviction in hopes that you'll spread this misinformation amongst your workplace coworkers and maybe, you know, we'll contribute to the dumbing down of society.
Yep. Last year, a bitter old man got even with noisy kids in his neighborhood on Halloween by tainting a specific kind of Willy Wonka brand candy that he gave away in a case the police called Revenge of the Nerds.
Oh, nice. A lot of people didn't even know Wonka brands made Nerds.
Yeah.
I didn't know that till they actually started putting the name on the side of the box.
They do indeed.
So we're now, what, 2 days into Movember? You know what Movember is, right?
Oh, that's where you shave your mustache,
yeah,
right?
No, it's where you grow a mustache.
You grow a mustache
to raise awareness of men's health issues.
Right.
You know, prostate cancer, testicular cancer, suicide, things like that.
Yeah.
That's what Movember is all about.
Yeah.
The original idea was actually to have people cut their hair like Mo Howard of the Three Stooges.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, but when the men were surveyed, they said they'd rather contract prostate cancer, testicular cancer, and then commit suicide than wear that haircut.
I understand.
Yes. Yeah, so,
yeah.
Understandable.
Hang on 1 second. I got something that'll follow up on that.
Oh, do you? Okay. And in a related story,
the leader of the Three Stooges never liked to mow his lawn because it was redundant.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So we mentioned Movember, right?
Yes, we did.
The lesser known month of Shemptember is one that that people are probably not aware of. That was intended to raise awareness for male fecal incontinence.
Oh boy!
Because when you feel like you have to go, you go.
Shemptember. They went around in circles trying to name
yes,
that
yes,
one.
It, they really did.
As a public service, and in order to recognize the cultural diversity for which Arizona is known, Mark and Neanderthal are taking time out for Spanish.
Hello, KSLX. Whom are we speaking with?
This is Cindy.
Hi, Cindy. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you guys?
Excellent.
Good, Cindy. We're going to do time out for Spanish with you. We'll give you a Spanish phrase and then three English language choices from which you can try and translate. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Here is your Spanish phrase.
¿Viste el canal 12 que Vanessa Ramírez llevaba hoy? Su culo significaba negocios.
Did you hear that?
Yep, I did.
All right. Do you need to hear it again?
Sure.
Okay.
viste el canal 12 que Vanessa Ramírez llevaba hoy, su culo significaba negocios.
All right, that phrase means one of the following. Is it A, we here on the Mark and Neanderthal program will never condone sexual harassment of any kind. B, Mark and Neanderthal find sexual harassment to be both repulsive and disgusting. Or C, do you see what Channel 12's Vanessa Ramirez was wearing today? Harassment business.
I think it's C.
Yes, yes, it is C. Yes. And, yes. And did you see what Vanessa Ramirez was wearing today?
No, I watched Channel 3 in the morning.
You are missing out.
I'm missing out. I'll Google it. How about that? It'll be online, right?
Yes, well, absolutely, yes. If you want to Google Vanessa Ramirez, get in line.
Okay.
All right, hang on the phone. We'll take all your information. You're going to see NASCAR.
Great, thank you.
You're welcome.
I've never actually done that today.
Exactly. Never. Not today.
Time out for Spanish.
This is open enrollment time. I'm looking at this stuff online. I'm glad we have, like, healthcare here, and they only gave us, like, three or four plans to choose from.
Right, yeah.
Because this would be confusing as hell. I do not envy you. And I feel bad for you, and my prayers are with you if you have to do the whole open enrollment thing on the open market.
Yeah, it takes a long time to. You know, I wish my open enrollment, I wish I could claim my dogs as like family members or dependents. I used to laugh at people that had pet insurance until I went for my dog this past weekend. Check this out. You ready? I went to get my male German Shepherd, who's probably approaching 10. I went to get him, you know, like a bath. He hasn't had a bath in a while, and he's got to get his toenails clipped and all that kind of thing. You know how you do that. Bath and his yearly blood work, you know, get his blood drawn. So because he's old. You want to make sure he doesn't have cancer or thyroid problems or any of that stuff like that, right? $458.
At the vet. Yeah.
And not just for that, because I got him there, right? And, you know, they give him the bath and they give him the blood work and all that stuff. But then I realized, well, he's out of food. So I got to buy him and the other one food. That's $100 for a bag of food. And then I find out he's older, so he has hot spots on his skin. So now I got to get him an antibacterial mousse that I have to work into his hair while he's so that he doesn't bite at the hot spots
and stuff like that. Keep going.
Right, you know, and then he's got to have his thyroid medicine because he's an old dog and all this stuff. And all of a sudden, I'm just watching this thing ring up. I'm like, $458. I'm like, well, while I'm at it, I might as well stop at Costco on the way home and pick them up some of their dog treats and their pill treats because I have to get the pill treat things to hide their pills in.
See, one of the problems
there's another $200 and some odd dollars.
So you spend too much stuff on the fancy stuff, the fancy dog food, right? Don't you get like a special... You know,
yeah, I get him. It's because he gets hot spots. I have to give him like derm care stuff. No,
get him Purina.
No,
it's fine.
No, that's horse meat.
The problem you spend too much on the fancy dog food.
Kiss my ass. You spent $200 to save a gerbil. A gerbil.
Now that was a long time ago.
I don't care.
And that was a totally different circumstance.
No. Glass houses. You can't throw stuff my way. You spent $200.
That's because it wasn't our gerbil. My kid took it home from school, and then the gerbil got hurt, so we had to fix the gerbil up before we brought it back to his school.
A gerbil is essentially a socially acceptable rat. What did you do? $200.
Listen, you're putting mousse in your dog's hair.
Right. My dog is styling and profiling.
Your dog is the one everybody's like, hey, look, there's something about Mary.
Yeah, exactly.
Look at this. There's something about Mary hair.
You know what the suck part about it is? My other dog, right? The female that I have that was basically feral, lived in a junkyard lot for a while for a couple of years that I rescued. She's like looking at me like, hey, how come he gets all the – I'm like, well, you're a trash dog. You're a trash dog. Here, have a cookie.
Put mousse in a dog's hair.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry. I detected a little bit of see.
Ridiculous.
A little jealousy. Look, just because you don't have to spend money on mousse anymore. See, maybe if you'd used a little bit of product, you'd still have some of that left on the top of that dome of yours.
Yeah, it was funny. When we had the golden retriever, he had valley fever, and we had to get him seizure medication. But it was the same medication that women use for yeast infections. I used to get it from Costco.
Well, Costco does have something for everyone.
That kept the seizures at bay for quite a long time. Yeah.
I noticed you weren't specific about whose seizures.
The dogs.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
All right, just want to make sure.
Yeah, exactly.
KSLX.com, Neanderthal at KSLX.com.
You got an email you want to shoot our way.
Ray wrote to us and said, I recently took my reindeer chihuahua to get her
teeth
cleaned.
What the hell is that? Is that some sort of a crazy island of Dr. Moreau, you know, crossbreed? What's going on there?
I never heard of it, but I just Googled it. It's a chihuahua with kind of a little bit larger ears is what it looks like. I recently took my reindeer Chihuahua to get her teeth cleaned. I got her from a rescue place. She's a great dog. The price? $538.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
$538.
That's expensive. Just to get her teeth cleaned?
Yeah.
Did you get her braces?
That's what I'm thinking.
Invisalign? Yeah. What's going on?
She has the nighttime retainer. It's all in there.
Yeah.
Next came my cat, an orange tabby. I got up in the middle of the night and accidentally kicked her in the mouth.
Oh.
To get it all fixed, over $1,200.
Wait, what?
Over $1,200.
Wait, what?
Heard me.
Jesus. Shouldn't that story have read, that part of that email have read, my cat died in its sleep overnight? $1,200.
Wait, what?
Exactly.
That's an accidental kick in the mouth. Imagine if he was doing it on purpose.
Yeah, why are you sleeping with steel-toed boots, by the way?
Come on, Ray.
Kimberly writes in on the Mark and Neanderthal Facebook page, I spent $600 on my cat that apparently had a tummy ache. He didn't eat for 2 days, which freaked out my kids. Stupid cat.
Wait, what?
Yes. Stupid cat. To acknowledge other stupidity, and it is rampant. This is one of my favorite dumbass stories of all time. I believe there are levels to this story that we're never going to be able to investigate.
No. You'll see this at the Mark and Neanderthal Facebook page. And this is in Saukville, Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
Right near Fredonia, I believe,
right, in
that area.
Sure, which I didn't even know was a real place.
Yeah. A 28-year-old mom had to transport a plastic pool, and she didn't have room for it in her minivan. So what she did was tie the plastic pool to the roof of her minivan.
Wait, what?
Okay, it was a plastic pool. Now, to make sure the plastic pool stayed in place, she didn't quite trust the rope that she used to wrap around it.
Well, that's a recipe. If you don't tie that thing down correctly, it's a recipe for a plastic pool in the middle of the 101.
Right.
I know what that means, yeah.
She also put her 9-year-old son up on the roof of the minivan as she drove home to hold it in place.
Wait, what?
People who saw this called police, and she was arrested. All the TV stations covered it.
Yeah, they certainly did.
A criminal complaint says Amber Schmunk was spotted driving. There was a plastic pool with a child inside on the roof of the minivan.
Wait, what?
Well, I say wait. What was that name?
Amber Schmunk.
Wait, what?
Her name is Amber Schmunk.
All right, this is the portion of the dumbass of the day where we go way off the rails here because we're children. Her name is Schmunk?
Schmunk. It's S-C-H-M-U-N-K. Amber Schmunk. You know, I've told my daughter, you can marry whoever you like as long as you're in love with that person. Except if it's a schmunk.
Yes. Not schmuck. Schmunk.
Schmunk. She really pulled a schmunk on this one.
Well, here's the deal. I mean, I'm sure she's got a kid, so at some point the kid has to take the father's name. Can you imagine the father, as soon as he hears this story, his boss is going to be like, Schmunk! Schmunk! Get in here! Schmunk, you're fired!
Oh, dear.
Schmunk.
Dear, there's a family of schmunks moving in next door. The neighborhood's going to hell.
Yes. Hey, did you hear what that numbnuts did with the schmunk kid the other day? The schmunk kid's acting up again.
The problem is she went full schmunk.
Yes, you never want to go full schmunk.
Yep.
The crazy schmunk brought is up to her old no good.
Wait, what?
Exactly.
Today, I consider myself, self, the schmunkiest man, on the face of the earth.
Well, with a name like Schmunk, she's got to be nuts.
All this is detailed, by the way. All this is detailed in the James Gang song, Schmunk 49.
Right, of course it is, of course.
Hey, KSLX, what's happening?
You know, she's not saying anything to anybody.
Really? Yeah, why is that?
Well, everybody knows all schmunks take a vow of silence. Wait, what?
All schmunks
take a vow of silence.
Yep. All right.
Are we done? What is this story about again, by the way?
Amber Schmunk?
Yes, no, what happened? So So what was going on in the story, in the actual story?
But we digress. She was transporting a plastic pool on the roof of her minivan, and to hold it in place, she put her kid up there as she drove through town.
Really?
Yes.
And she thought that was a smart thing to do.
That was a good idea, yeah.
It's a minivan. And it's a plastic pool. Those pools are like $9.
And just when I heard somebody play that schmunky music, white boy. Yeah. It's right. Amber Schmunk, ladies and gentlemen. Mother of the year, name of the century, and the Mark and Neanderthal. He's the dumbass of the day, I can tell you that for sure. Her name is Amber Schmunk.
Wait, what?
That car is a hunk of junk, Schmunk.
Mark and Neanderthal.
Boy, oh boy, Astros are world champions. That was cool last night.
Yep, nice.
Their first ever, which is, you know, you always kind of root for the underdog in that situation. The Dodgers are a long and storied successful franchise in many championships.
Plus, you know, given the way the Dodgers celebrated in the pool a couple of years ago, screw them.
You know what else? They said that when they went back to L.A., the Dodgers said, all we have to do is win Game 6. We know we'll then cruise through Game 7 and win it.
Yeah, it's like, how'd that work out?
You can't have that kind of attitude. Well, they did win Game 6, and it didn't work out that way.
Yeah, well, you know, you win 100 and some odd games during the regular season. Proof, again, regular season is nice. They were a dominant baseball team and for most of the year.
And the Astros were extremely solid all year, too. But it was a great series, too.
Yeah.
Both teams were great.
And, you know, the president is pissed off about the guy in New York City, driving the truck. But he's significant. Like, he's mad. Like, he had one of those. It was one of those moments where they had the camera on him, and he was just like seething. So, little lag. Yeah. I mean, he's really taking this one personally.
Yeah, you know, a couple more sexual harassers also. More Kevin Spacey news. We'll tell you about a legendary actor who has been accused of sexual harassment. Famous director Brett Ratner.
He did
the Rush Hour movies. He's done X-Men movies. Even Andy Dick has been fired from a movie production. Andy Dick for being a sexual harasser.
Well,
it's nuts.
That's serendipity is what that is. Because if there was a guy that's going to be a sexual harasser, you would think it would be Andy Dick, right?
Mark and Neanderthal present ZNN, the Zeppelin News Network.
All the day's news set to Led Zeppelin's Black Dog.
Now, we mentioned this. No matter how you feel about President Trump, I think we all can agree he's kind of a grump.
He can be.
Yeah, when he gets mad, he has his moments.
Yep. Of all the sexual harassers you could pick, the last name on the list would be Andy Dick.
Perfect. Yes, exactly.
Creepy.
Yeah. And let's wrap this up with sports, shall we?
Yeah.
Tough luck about the game, Dodgers fans. It's the Astros who are going to Disneyland. Yeah! Suck it!
Okay, so...
Actually, you know, I mean, they're only right down the street from Anaheim. It's not like they can't just drive
down
there.
That's right. They can just go over to Disneyland.
A bus ride is what that is.
More accusations against Kevin Spacey.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
See, I guess I have to issue a retraction. Yesterday, I tried to defend him.
Right.
Yesterday, I tried to say he made one bad lapse in judgment, and then he learned from his mistake and didn't do it again.
Apparently, it was a thing.
Yeah.
He spent, 13 years as the artistic director of this little theater. You know, after he'd become famous, you know, this is 2002 through, 2015.
It happens like that. A lot of these famous actors, like Alec Baldwin and stuff like that, he does stuff at NYU where he's, the chairman emeritus of, these theater groups and stuff.
Yeah, it's like they adopt a theater program.
They
chip in. Apparently, this guy who came forward yesterday said that every guy who worked there had a, quote, Kevin Spacey story.
Oh, boy.
That he would often, with the really young actors, he would say, you know, let's get together later and talk about your career. And the guy would show up back at the theater when nobody else was there, and Kevin Spacey would have a picnic set up on the stage.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Oh, creepy.
Yeah, a picnic with a picnic basket and everything. It's like,
I'm egged out.
It's like the movie Seven. What's in the basket?
Oh, what's in the basket? Come on! What's in the basket?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
You know what? Sometimes the jokes write themselves, too.
No.
You know that award he was going to be given? He was going to be given
a Lifetime Emmy Achievement Award or something like that.
And they canceled it.
A Pioneer in Entertainment Award or something weird like that.
I kid you not. The award was going to be given for, quote, crossing boundaries to touch humanity.
Wait, what?
Oh, boy.
I'm not kidding.
All right.
So that is that's one of the problems right there. He's now going to be known as Kevin Invades Your Personal Spacey.
Wait, what?
Really?
And now, legendary actor, another one.
Really?
Dustin Hoffman.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he has had to apologize for harassing a then 17-year-old intern.
Mr. Hoffman, are you trying to seduce me?
Oh, yeah, nice. Nice Mrs. Robinson reference. On the set of he did a 1985 TV movie version of Death of a Salesman, which was actually great. He was Willie Loman. John Malkovich was in it as Biff.
Right.
And this girl worked on the set. She said once she confronted him about it, he was like super apologetic and was super nice the rest of the way. But he was a jerk up until then.
Right. Do you think that's why he was chosen to star in Little Big Man, because he wanted to show it to everybody?
Maybe so.
That's possible.
Yeah, this is where, and it's definitely wrong. Definitely wrong to harass, but I'm an excellent harasser.
Yeah. Excellent harasser.
Dad lets me harass down to the end of the driveway every Saturday.
Oh, fart. You know what Dustin Hoffman's next movie is going to be called, right?
Tell me.
Kramer versus the State versus Dustin Hoffman.
Mark and Neanderthal.
Good morning.
Listen to Mark and Neanderthal when you get to work. With the free KSLX app. 100.7 KSLX.